Greetings from Earth, everybody. It's your old pal, Christopher Moores. I'm back from the outer reaches of the universe. Once again here in the Midwestern city of Urbana, Illinois. Recently moved about 2 miles away from where I was before. One number on the zip code scale. But here I am, nonetheless, a single man riding on planet Earth, not bound by dogma or the current epoch of time. For you see, the soul is beyond time. And when you come back to the soul, you'll remember all your past lives. And you'll pick up the greater themes of the journey which you're upon, working on from lifetime to lifetime. And then you will actually begin to be able to move the ball forward once you catch up with yourself. Because if you don't catch up with yourself and your whole soul's progression, how are you going to be able to move forward? Everything you do will simply be adding to the confusion. So the first thing is to become still. This is why in Buddhism they talk about non-doing, 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 because we're so addicted to doing, we fill up every second of space and time. We crowd out the ability to listen and perceive things of a subtler scale. The capacity of the soul within the body is limitless. And the urgency is real. It is such a fleeting time for us to have this opportunity to progress our soul. Again and again we come down here, and so rarely do we awaken to what's going on. Living one small life in one small context, knowing of just a few people, that perspective or that reality may serve a purpose for some time. But the meditator is able to assimilate all the experience from all the lifetimes, not only that they've had, but that anybody's had. That's why you read books, to soak up the experience of someone who has lived a lifetime. Or you read history to gain a perspective on one society, and then another, and then another. And then you start to see that your own society is influenced by these same currents. And seeing it that way, you no longer define yourself according to those terms. You start to simply be human. Not an American or a Democrat or a Republican or a what have you. Of this religion, of that religion. There's no need to limit the subsets of your perspective. You can use every perspective as a tool for your awareness and understanding. You are literally God on the ground. Only there is a gap of forgetfulness. But when you remember, you will be connected, unencumbered by illusion. You will feel Source and the Spirit looking through your eyes. The moment will be brilliant, and your heart will be open, and your joy will be bountiful, and the whole universe will rejoice with you. And you'll see that there always has been a celebration, and it always was there, and you were always welcome. The point of all the suffering is to bring you to this threshold so that you can consciously join the chorus of heavenly voices singing hallelujah, praise God. It is our birthright and our destiny. And while you have this life, this gift of life, this impossibly complicated set of circumstances that brings you to listening to this and even open enough to consider such possibilities, in this moment, you can lay aside your ego open like the hollow bamboo, yearn for the truth unabashedly. Reach with zeal and vigor. Call forth the burning song of your soul. Become one. And ye shall find peace. Seeking that elusive peace, aren't we all? Aren't we all? We are seeking that elusive peace once again. Seven.
vibration in my heart. It's a start in the spring light brings a new creation. I wonder why it all will die.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I basically think is going on. You know, I think as souls we orbit the Earth. You know, we're going around and around and around. Then we come down and enter a body and become identified with the vehicle, the terrestrial vehicle we're riding in. And then we come to identify with the five senses and believe that what we're perceiving with those five senses in the 3D world is all there is. So there are many people out on the earth that still believe themselves to be simply in a 3D frame of reference. That's also why in Buddhism they teach you to meditate upon that very thing, to withdraw your attention from your senses and let it settle. We have other means to perceive things, one of which is the intuition. Some call it the inner voice, but we all have it inside of us right at an initial happening. It has an immediacy about it. It's kind of part feeling, part understanding, instinct. Where you feel if something is right or not, or whether someone is being honest with you or not, or whether something seems to be right. And following the way, some of the ways of the world, or some of the beliefs of the world, or enticements of the world, we get drawn totally away from our intuition and our inner knowing connected to our nature and what we're meant to do. Because the world justifies itself to you and makes you feel as if you are bound, as if you have no choice. But the universe is set up so that if you follow your nature, things will tend to work out for you. There'll still be random variables and you'll still be making your own choices. But the happiness that you have from doing what you're meant to do, and the fulfillment itself will draw good things to you. Because if you're not doing what you're meant to do, your life will be full of stress, and your heart will begin to close, and you may begin to compensate with drugs of sorts, medications, and distractions. None of which I am saying is necessarily evil or wrong. Other than that, it just will pull you away from your soul. And if that is a goal of yours, is to be awakened, to be alert, to be present, to have your full range of powers back, to have the ability to be in this world but not be torn up by it, and to be open to a whole other world of experience, places where beings of much higher dimensions than just the third dimension can teach you lessons, share with you wisdom, and cosmic history beyond anything you might have imagined. All of our science fiction and all of our movies and everything put together and rolled up into one is just scratching the surface of the universal complexities. It keeps going on and on and on, one mind-shattering realization after another. Beyond the beyond the beyond. And we have a front row seat to marvel at the wonder of the blossoms of creation. And to be one with the spirit of creativity which flows through all things, and therefore become a vehicle ourselves to transmit universal love. Singing our song. We shower rainbows to the throng. Each artistic gift will open a door for somebody, somewhere. The goal is not quantity. The expression is always one of quality and grace.
Hell yeah.
We're back for one last spin through the cosmos before we return to our lives. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Does seem that there are a few people out there who enjoy the cosmic perspective. I know it was something that I felt was underrepresented. I had to find camaraderie with characters throughout history. And eventually I understood that some of us are on a mission of sorts. To keep a certain kind of ancient wisdom alive. The eternal perspective. God on the ground. The hollow bamboo. The one who looks with eyes awakened. And the source itself can see. It is an interesting phenomenon, this time and space we share. I think it was while I was reading a Barry Long book, Origins of Mankind in the Universe, while I was on a fishing trip with a couple of buddies, way up in Manitoba, near Hudson Bay, when I looked at the sun, and I realized that there was nothing between me and that sun, that I was literally touching the rays of that sun, and that we were interacting, and that the sun itself was an entity. In that it influenced every aspect of what I do. Our Father who art in heaven, thou art the Son. And is that not the Son of God? Then we begin to see the mystical truths behind the mythological representations. I recommend reading everything and then meditating for yourself. It doesn't take long before you begin to have magical occurrences. I heard it said once that if you take one step towards God, God will take 1,000 steps towards you. Just a little effort, a little attention to your own world, your own inner life and experience, what you're born to do, your nature, your happiness. Keep learning, study yourself and study humanity. Never take anybody else's word for it. Sure, you can hear some advice and share knowledge, but always make up your own mind and do what feels right inside. Because life is a precious and fleeting phenomenon. It is a miracle and a wonder that we are here. If you can hear this, hear my voice right now, for some reason stumbled upon this and decided tonight you were going to listen, get to know this fellow living in Urbana, Illinois, seeking his own way through the night with but a lamp to light his way. If you are joining me on this journey, let us together take a moment to be grateful that we could share this and be alive for this moment. The opportunity to be self-aware, to see, I am life, and it is good. This has been the Creative Cosmos Radio Show. Thank you for joining me. I'll talk to you again real soon. Oh, life is good. Oh, life is good. See the sun that's shining all around. Feel your feet bare upon the ground. There's always something special going on. Got to tell the people so they know. Got to tell the people so they grow. Ooh, life is good. From the rooftops everywhere, sing about the music in the air. Invite them to the story of their very own lives. Got to go and visit a tree. Got to meet the birds and the bees. Oh, life is good. Upon the earth, humanity is one. Love and hope for a new rebirth. Our time has come. Oh, life is good. Oh, life is good. Got to be a reason we are here, if only just for a few more years. A golden opportunity to get something done. Got to love your neighbor and yourself. Got to touch the soul of someone else. Oh, life is good. Oh, life is good.